Wickedness is real. Oppression is real. But more real is our victory. For this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. God has commissioned Dr. David Oyedebo, the presiding bishop of Winners Chapel International, to preach the word of faith, liberating men everywhere from all oppression of the devil. Get set for an empowerment that will enable you to rule in the midst of your enemies and subdue them under your feet.
Hallelujah! Were you blessed by that powerful ministration? Hallelujah! Don't you think this choir deserves KFC after service? Glory to God! Powerful ministration! Powerful ministration! My tomorrow shall be greater than my today. Lift up those two hands and give God thanks. Worship Him, exalt His name. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Labrako, Shaparanda, Liako, Sotolikleto, Shabralanda, Katapayadaba. Lerianda, Capro, Zuzekle, Shepralondos, Kotoproliako, Shapralanda Yaba. Leriande, Kleto, Soprokloto, Shoprolondos, Kotoproliako, Shatapa. Yegle de gretu saliande shaklo prande klopru zalia kota pralanda yaba. La radaya da kapranda la dosuzolia keshe pregede gedebo. Le kroto mande zizalia ko pratana mando shita. Le kloto supraliande kleto suzaliando shapralanda. Yakata rotania kle proto zuze gliando shabara. Ye kota la rata baro zike kota nasha barata la taya ya kata pralando rotos kitele glegadebo riko paradondo zizaliando glepro shutalia doba ya klakra praklata shapralanda ya baladaba ya klekete sesialo shapralanda ya ba. Lord, we give you thanks and praise, Lord Jesus. Lord, we worship you. Lord, we give you thanks and praise. Because of whom you are, I give you glory. Because of whom you are, I give you praise. It's a very simple song. Because of whom you are, I will lift my voice and sing. Oh Lord, I worship you. Because of whom you are, singing. Because of whom you are, because of whom you are, I give you glory. Lift up those two hands, let's worship Him.
Because of who you are, I give you praise. Because of who you are, oh, I will lift my voice and say, oh, Lord, I worship you. Because of who you are,
singing, Lord, we worship you.
Because of who you are,
Lord, we worship you,
Lord.
Lord, we worship you.
Because of who,
Lord, because of who you are,
Lord, we worship you. Because
lift up those two hands, Lord. Holy, 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 holy
bow, the heavens and the angels bow. The redeemed worship you now. Holy, holy, holy are you, Lord.
Can you lift up those two hands to heaven this morning? Give him thanks. Lata cabra landa sabra landa kata sabra landa scatabra landa yada gada baladaba Yagleko sabra landa yabra lada yabra landa scatabra lando shigle de bosses alia tapaka Librianda calada da da barada bayada balada balada da baladaba La procrosoto procriando sabra landa scatupra liandes kelebo La randa sabra landa. There's this simple song that says, if this is your power, if this is your glory, if this is your presence, let it rain, let it rain. Lift up those hands. This is your power, if this is your power, if this is your glory, Lord, if this is your presence, if this is your presence, oh, let it rain, let it lift up our souls. This is your power.
This is your power.
Oh, if this is your presence,
if this is your presence.
I can feel God's presence so strong here this morning. I can feel God's presence so strong here this morning. La kata bralanda yada la da 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 bara da gabra da da gabra da da gabra da da ba. Ya kosho pralende kete krekete 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 bo. Ya katabara da 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 ba. Ya prundos koto prolio koto sho prolia le krekete bo. Rianda la da braga da la 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 braga da ba. Ya koto prolondo sho prokoto no do prokoto 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 bo. Le rianda sabra la da 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 ba. Lift up those hands. Oh, if this is your presence,
if this is your power,
oh, if this is your glory,
this is your
oh, if this is your presence,
this is your presence,
oh, let it rain. Oh, if this is your power,
if this is your power,
Lord, if this is your glory, your presence.
This is your presence.
Let it rain.
Let it rain.
Lift up those two hands. I can see the rain of God's presence here this morning. Changing lives and remolding destinies. I can see the rain of God's presence wiping away tears this morning. I can see the rain of God's presence opening doors for somebody here this morning. Yakata paka sabra kata yabalada. Mareke prokizalo shatalabayanda. Inglado sabra legede roto sibra le cletu saliado sabra landa yakato praliande clere soto prolia copata yekete prelende kezu saliado shaka rata capralanda yaglade suprele coto sialende liriando shagladobo sizale takapa. Father, we give you thanks. Father, we give you thanks. Lord, we worship you. We celebrate you, Jesus. Thank you for what you are out to do in our midst this morning. Thank you because you are about to rewrite destinies. Thank you because you are about to change stories. Let the entrance of your word give us light this morning, and let our understanding be enlightened. Lord, breathe upon your word this morning, and let everyone return from this mountain with a testimony. Thank you, faithful Father. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Shall they believe in amen? Shall they louder amen? Help me tell your neighbor again, my tomorrow shall be greater than my today. Glory to Jesus. How many of you believe that? Are you sure you believe it? That your tomorrow shall be greater than your today? No matter where you are now, no matter the challenges you are faced with now, are you convinced that your tomorrow shall be far greater? Say with me, my tomorrow shall be greater than my today. One more time, my tomorrow shall be greater than my today. Put those blessed hands together for Jesus and please be seated. Hallelujah. Glory to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. It's good to see your lovely faces once again this morning. Let me tell your neighbor, good morning. And how was your week? What's the person's response? Is this a troublesome? Powerful? Glorious? Filled with God's grace? And so shall it be. In the name of Jesus. On behalf of Jesus, the builder of the church, I welcome every one of you to this awesome service. It's going to be a service that will result to your change of levels. In the name of Jesus. And also on behalf of our father in faith, Bishop David Oyedepo, I welcome you to this miracle job banquet service. No one will be jobless after this service. You are not saying a believing amen. I said no one will be jobless after this service. In the precious name of Jesus. How many of you came with your CVs? If you have your CVs, put it underneath your seat. God is going to be breathing upon it as the word is coming forth now. The breath of God is resting upon it. Glory to Jesus. Keep those CVs underneath your seat as the word goes on. Welcome to the month of April, the fourth month in the year 2018. And we said the number four stands for balance. Glory to God. It stands for what? Stand for balance. Anything that is four-footed is assumed to be balanced. That is why you can't compare the balance of a bike to the balance of a car. Why? Because the car is four-footed. It's very balanced. May God give you balance. In your finances, balance. In your health, balance. In the name of Jesus. And the prophetic theme for this month is wisdom from above makes high flyers. Wisdom from above makes high flyers. Glory to Jesus. There are high flyers and there are low flyers. There are high flyers and there are low flyers. Glory to God. When you want to differentiate between high flyer and a low flyer, just look at the eagle and the chicken. The chicken fly. Are you aware of that? Have you seen chicken fly before? They fly, but they fly on the ground. No matter how well they flap their wings, they are restricted to the ground. Within the next few seconds, they are coming to the ground. But when an eagle spreads the wings, it takes off. This month, you are taking off. I said you are taking off. But what makes high flyers is what? Wisdom. And that wisdom comes only from above. May you assess that wisdom. I said, may you assess that wisdom in the name of Jesus. Are you aware that in life, nobody has time for a foolish man? Nobody. Even a fool does not have time for another person that is a fool. Glory to God. Nobody has time for a man that is foolish. So that is why, as believers, you need wisdom to stay relevant on planet Earth. Glory to Jesus. In life, if you are not wise, nobody will mind you. In Deuteronomy chapter 34 and verse 9. Deuteronomy chapter 34, verse 9. As you are turning there, you are dethroning your enemies in the name of Jesus. Dethrone your enemies, chapter 34 and verse 9. It says, and Joshua, the son of Nun, was full of the spirit of wisdom. That means there is the spirit of wisdom. May it enter you today. For Moses had laid hands upon him, and the children of Israel did what? Hearkened. Nobody will mind you if you are not wise. If you are not a man of wisdom, nobody has time for you. People don't want to follow a fool. People only follow men and women of wisdom. And I see that wisdom becoming a reality in your life today. That every facet of your life shall reflect the display of God's wisdom. You are not saying a believing amen? Are you aware that we are living in a very busy world? Very busy. Everybody is busy. Busy, even though some are busy doing nothing. Glory to God. Busy doing nothing. But we live in a busy world all the same. I was driving one day and I saw the speed at which one car passed me. Yeah! I was wondering, where is this man going to? I got to one roundabout and I saw that he was only turning there. I said, so is this where you are coming to with this kind of speed? Very busy world. That is where we live in. Glory to Jesus. So it takes wisdom to command attention. People don't have time for anybody. What makes people give you attention is what you carry. Now, many people have been passing some buildings. You don't stop to look. You can only just admire the building. But let that building be on fire. You will see everybody will gather. Nothing sets a man on fire like wisdom. Glory to Jesus. The wisdom of God makes you a center of attraction. The wisdom of God turns you into a celebrity, even in a busy world. Bible says kings and queens were coming from different nations to sit before Solomon. Why? Because the wisdom of God was in display. May you become a center of attraction after this service. You are not saying a believing amen. In Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. If you read down from verse 12 and then you jump to verse 15 to 20, you discover that your reigning in life is a product of wisdom. If you want to reign in life, then go for wisdom. He said, by me, Proverbs chapter 8, verse 12. Glory to God. I, wisdom, dwell with what? With prudence, and find out knowledge of witty inventions. That is things that are impossible, things that are very rare. That is what you will be doing without stress. Glory to God. That is what you will be commanding without what? Without stress. Now go to verse 15. It said, by me kings do what? Kings reign. Your season of reign has finally come. And princes decree judgment. Verse 16, faster. By me princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. Glory to God. I love them that what? That love me. That's wisdom speaking. And those that seek me early shall do what? Shall find me. You will find it in the name of Jesus. Verse 18. Go to verse 20. Just be going to verse 20. Riches and honor are with me. Yea, durable riches and righteousness. Verse 19. My fruit is better than what? Than gold. Yea, than fine gold. and my revenue than choice silver. And verse 20, I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the path of judgment. Glory to Jesus. That is wisdom talking. If you want to reign in life, you need wisdom. If you want to be ahead in life, you need wisdom. Nothing pulls a man ahead like wisdom. When you see a display of wisdom in the life of a man, you don't have any fear of putting that man in charge. Why? Because wisdom always outstands you. It makes you outstanding in life. May you gain access to divine wisdom this month. You are not saying a believing amen? Amen. Glory to Jesus. In Ecclesiastes chapter 10, verse 15, we see the opposite of wisdom. He said, the labor of a foolish man wearieth everyone. Glory to God. It wearieth everyone because he knoweth not how to go to the city. There are people who can't go to CBD and they've been here for years. Lack of wisdom. It makes you not to know how to do some simple things. Lack of wisdom. Are you aware that the reason many people are jobless today is because of lack of wisdom? We will come to that. God will grant you understanding today. In the name of Jesus. Glory to God. And from that book of Proverbs that we read, he said, I am far better than silver and gold. I am far better than silver and gold. Now I ask you a question. If two people call you and one say, come, let me teach you wisdom. And the other one say, come, let me give you gold. Which one will you go to? Say the truth. Is that in wisdom? You think you can deceive me? Glory to God. Somebody calls you, say, come, sit down, let me teach you wisdom. And another person come and say, follow me, let me give you gold. Which one will you go to? Just be sincere. Glory to Jesus. You see the reason why we live in the kind of world that we live in. Very few are interested in gaining wisdom. Very few. Very few. Your orientation will change. What is wisdom? Wisdom is the life wire of every great destiny. Wisdom is the life wire of every great destiny. Check every great man and woman in life today. They are product of wisdom. Glory to God. Wisdom is the life wire of every great destiny. What is wisdom? Number two, it is the builder of a man's life. Wisdom is the builder of a man's life. Nothing builds a man's life like wisdom. Glory to God. If you can find that in Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 1. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse 1. Wisdom builds life. It says, wisdom had builded her house. She had hewn out her seven pillars. So it builds life. It builds destiny. It builds businesses. It builds marriages. There are people that their businesses are crashing today because of lack of wisdom. I was teaching a business service one day and I told the people, don't ever entertain guests in your business place. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Don't entertain guests in your business place. Any guest should be entertained at home. And I began to give them reasons why. So a few people come to see you in your place of business. You will now buy drinks, buy food, buy everything from your business. That's foolishness. Foolishness. Many marriages are crashing today because of lack of what? Wisdom. Lack of wisdom. God will open your eyes. See, this month, don't miss any of the services because there are a lot of things we are going to be handling in each of these services, all our Sunday services. And I see God open our eyes to depth in the name of Jesus. Number three, what is wisdom? Wisdom is your transport to stardom. Wisdom is your transport to stardom. What takes you to stardom? Stardom means fame. It means a place of popularity, a place of significance. It is wisdom that gets you to that point. That different people were coming to seek Solomon. As a matter of fact, it was a privilege for them to sit before Solomon. When the queen of Sheba came to see Solomon, the Bible says, as soon as she came, she saw Solomon's servant. And she began to worship, thinking it was Solomon. She bowed down and was reverencing the servant. The servant said, no, I'm not the king. The king is inside. Because of the display of wisdom. The way the people of Solomon, the servants of Solomon were dressed was a reflection of wisdom. Does your dressing reflect wisdom? The way you talk, does it reflect wisdom? If you want to end up as a high flyer, you must be a man and a woman of wisdom. Glory to Jesus. A brother was jobless, very jobless, very jobless. You know the way somebody can be so jobless that even jobless will be calling him jobless. Glory to God. Very jobless. But he had one message, powerful message, on what it takes to get a miracle job. And every morning, he will wake up very early in the morning, get dressed, because it is foolishness for you not to be walking, and by 8 a.m. you are still in the bed, still sleeping and snoring. 8 a.m. Glory to God. So this brother will wake up very early in the morning, dress up, wear his suit and his tie, carry his suitcase. As he's going out, the neighbors will ask him, Uncle, where are you going to? He says, I'm going to work. Have you gotten work? He says, yes. When? Recently. And where is he going to? He would trek to a very far distance, go under a tree. Yakadaba, yakadabo, yakadabo. Lord, give me a job, give me a job. Around 5 p.m., quarter to 6, you will see him coming back. Uncle, you are back from work? Yes. Glory to God. I would rather be going out than to be staying in the house. And one day, after he did that for a very long time, one day he was going to under the tree, which was his official place of work. As he was going there, a man parked by his side and said, do you stay around this area? He said, yes. He said, I've been observing you for some time now. Where do you work? The boy looked at him and smiled. He said, I'm still trusting God for a job. He said, you mean you don't work? He said, no. So, how come you look this responsible and very good? In short, you are the kind of person I'm looking for. Employed him on the street. On the street. May God give you understanding. May God grant you wisdom. In the precious name of Jesus. So wisdom is what makes high flyers. But please take note, there are four kinds of wisdom. There are four kinds of wisdom. Number one is earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom. This speaks of common sense. Common sense. This one, you don't need to go to school. You don't need God to even have this. Just earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom tells you must take one step before another step. Yes or yes? If you take these two steps at the same time, you land on the ground. That's common sense. Earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom. Earthly wisdom tells you wake up in the morning, you wash your mouth. Wake up in the morning, you take your bath. Wake up in the morning. Earthly wisdom tells you all that. That when you are hungry, you eat. When you are pressed, you use the restroom. Glory to God. Earthly wisdom. It tells you all those things. That's common sense. And then number two, we have sensual wisdom. Sensual wisdom, this speaks of intellectual wisdom. This is the kind you acquire from school. You acquire this from school. Sensual wisdom or intellectual wisdom. This is very good, but it's limited. Common sense is limited. Sensual wisdom is limited. Glory to God. Going to school is very important. A pastor said, was it the associate pastor that said, he said they told us that, how do they put it? Education is the key of life. But when some people finally got the key, they discovered they've changed the padlock. Glory to God. They've already changed the padlock. Education is good. Please be schooled. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you need to go to school, go to school. Not if you need. Everybody needs to. Go to school. It's very important. Have some basics. It's very important. There are places you can't enter if you are not schooled. Are you listening to what I'm saying? Glory to God. Get some foundational background. It will help you in life. It will help you. It will help you. Are you listening to what I'm saying? If you need to run some programs, go and run it. Run some programs. Run some programs. Up till now, some people can't boot a computer. They can't. They told somebody to go and put off the bulb. He went there and was blowing it. get some fountain, some fountain. Glory to Jesus. Go to school. It's important. It's important. A brother went for an interview for a job. As soon as he got there, when he saw the panel, everybody seated, well dressed, he became confused. He didn't know how to greet. He looked around. They were too much. So he started, good morning. Go to school. Get some foundational knowledge. It will help you. And they asked him, are you here for the interview? He said, uh-huh. Have you had some people receive call before? Calls. You'll be amazed. Hello? So you'll be wondering, are they talking to the community? Or get some foundational knowledge. Wisdom tells you that when you call a person once, maximum twice, the person did not pick, don't bother to call. But some people will call until your battery is dead. Let's continue what we are saying. Are we together? Intellectual wisdom is very important. Number three, we have devilish wisdom. Devilish wisdom. Say with me, devilish wisdom. This diabolic kind of wisdom. This is the one, the Sangomans, the witches, the wizards, that's where they operate from. Devilish wisdom. This is very diabolic. This is wickedness, and it is limited. Are we together? It's wisdom. It's another form of wisdom. It's another form of wisdom. But it's very, and God fights it. God is against it. Are we together? God is against it. We've seen a lot of people. As pastors, we are privileged to counsel a lot of people that operate in this kind, with this kind of wisdom. And the aftermath, you can't explain it. A man came to my office. One of our members brought him to come and see me. He came and said the business was going down. He's into this building material business. He deals on roads. These roads. Roads. And he said the business is going down, that before now, he usually come with trailers upon trailers. Like if he doesn't come with trailer in a week, it's 10. 10 trailers will just be offloading his warehouse. But now, he has one small shop. Even that small shop, nobody is coming there. Glory to God. So he said, I should pray for him. So I told the person that brought him to go out. So the person went out. I was with him all alone. And I looked at him straight in the eyes. I said, God told me that you soiled your hands. You soiled your hands. You put your hands into some wrong things. I see blood in your hand. He was looking at me. He said, no, sir, no. I'm a child of God. I'm a Christian. I said, no, that's not what I'm saying. I'm seeing something different. I said, have you ever committed or ever done any ritual before? He said, no, sir. I said, what I'm seeing is different. Are you ready to tell me the truth or I should send you out? I don't have time to waste. You know, we live in a very busy world. I can tell you I'm a very busy pastor. Very busy. Glory to God. I'll send you out. And then he started crying. I saw a matured man crying. He was crying. What's the issue? He says, as I speak with you now, there is something in my ceiling that I have to give blood every month. Every month. Every month. And after he got so blessed, according to him, when he got some money to an extent, because that's not being blessed, when he acquired some money to an extent, he stopped. That's what the devil does. The devil will deliberately make you go against the covenant. Glory to God. He stopped sacrificing, and so things started going back. Now, because I'm telling you real life story, I won't mention the place so you won't be suspecting those that came from that place. Glory to God. It got to a point that because he was no longer offering blood, now what they do is that when he got married, when the wife takes in, the moment the woman gives birth, the baby dies. Real life. The baby dies. Glory to God. So they were exchanging the blood with the baby. So the wife had lost about 3 children. After I prayed for him, he didn't mention that, but after I prayed for him, was it a few days later? I didn't know the wife was pregnant. The wife gave birth 2 or 3 days later. The baby still died. They brought the baby to my office. I prayed. I prayed. I cried. I prayed. God said, I won't hear. I said, Father, mercy. Mercy, Lord. I prayed. We took the child to the children department. I prayed. I prayed. I heard the dead baby. I was crying. Father, please. I called some brothers to come and join me. They prayed. Those ones were tired. Jesus, wake him up. Father, wake him up. We are not part of the offense. So I don't know why they are punishing us. Glory to God. I prayed my heart. I prayed, though. I'm telling you, I prayed. I cried. Because the baby was so cute. I cried. I prayed. Lord, please mercy. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. Lord, mercy. I was crying. I was praying. I was crying. I was praying. Until the Son of Man got tired. Glory to God. The Son of Man became tired. I prayed. Mercy. 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 But they were exchanging the babies. Since you don't want to give us what we require, we'll be taking what you desire. Diabolic wisdom. Diabolic wisdom. And then he went and brought those nonsense they gave him. We burnt it. Burnt it. And God started opening doors for him. Yes. You know, some people come out of such covenants. They think because they are in church, they are free. No, it must be broken. No. It has to be broken. You've entered some demonic covenant and you think you can just walk out like that. No. It's only in church some people enter into covenant with God and they can break it and go free. In the other world, you try it, you pay for it. You pay for it. In those days when I joined ministry newly, when some people come to the office and they narrate their problems to me, I will help them and be crying. I'll be joining them to cry. But these days, I've come to discover by experience and by the wisdom of God that many people have put their hands into some certain things. All in the name of trying to get wealth, trying to get all manner of things. May God deliver somebody here. You're not saying they believe in amen. So people go into diabolic wisdom just to get. Some is because of power. I met a very top politician. Very top politician. The place I was pastoring was a very small church, local village. Glory to God. But the man, I don't know who brought him, who connected him to me. He came to the office. He said, "Pastor, I can't sleep." He has a very big mansion. Houses everywhere, but he still sleeps in the hotel. Why? He said, "Any moment I enter the house, I'll just see smoke everywhere. If you follow him, you may not see the smoke. But he will be telling you that there is smoke everywhere. There is smoke. Smoke everywhere. Why? Because of the foundation of his wealth. Diabolic wisdom. People go extra lengths to do some certain things. But I know we don't have such people here. But in case you are the only one remaining. We don't have such people. But in case you are the only one remaining, you better run for help. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Glory to Jesus. So there is what we call diabolic wisdom. Number four is divine wisdom. Divine wisdom. And this is the wisdom that comes from God. This is when you begin to do the word of God. That's divine wisdom. Divine wisdom is not doing what is right. It is doing the word. Doing the word. What the word of God says. That is what we call wisdom. Are you listening to what I'm saying? When you start doing what the word of God says, you are a wise man. When you start reaching out to the lost, you are wise. Bible says, he that winneth soul is what? Is wise. And in Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, he said, their stars shall be shining. When you are a soul winner, your stars will be shining forever, to be shining brighter. So doing what the word of God says makes you wise. If you are a tither, you are a man and a woman of wisdom. Glory to you. Are you aware there are people who don't pay tithe? They don't. They think it's smartness. It's not being smart, though. It doesn't make you smart. Glory to Jesus. The people don't give offering. They just lift empty envelopes. Yes. Go to the counting room. You see all manner. You open envelope totally empty. Nothing inside. Who are you deceiving? Pastor. Glory to God. Empty envelope. So if I don't collect envelope now, they'll think maybe I'm the poorest in this church. So... empty envelope. Glory to God. They drop it. No conscience. No conscience. A brother who will always arrange his denominations according to their grade, he will now put the list, which is 10 rands, at the middle and fold it, put in his pocket like that. So when it's offering time, he goes straight to the middle. He doesn't make mistake. He has never made mistake. You go straight to the middle and just pick 10 rand. You won't bring it out when they are praying. The moment they are dropping, you just bring it and drop it.
So one day, maybe mistakenly folded it the other way around. And as they were dropping offering, he went to the middle, not knowing that it was 200 rand that was there. As soon as he brought it out and dropped it, when he saw it was 200, before he shouted, the offering basket has gone. Glory to God. Let's go. It doesn't make you wise. A wise man is a man and a woman that does the word. Receive grace to be a doer of God's word. You are not saying a believing amen. Hear this. Other forms of wisdom can only give you popularity. But what gives you relevance is divine wisdom. Other forms of wisdom can only make people know you. It can make you popular. But what makes you relevant on the earth is divine wisdom. Glory to Jesus. May you become relevant. I say, may you become relevant. The other kinds of wisdom as well can give you reputation. But what gives you or what makes you a man of integrity is divine wisdom. Reputation is different from integrity. Before now, I used to think reputation is when everybody is talking, or integrity rather, is when everybody is talking well of you. That's integrity. No, that's not integrity. Integrity is not when people talk about you, talk well about you. That's reputation. And there's a difference between reputation and integrity. Reputation is when people talk well of you, they speak well of you. But integrity is when God speaks well of you. People can talk ill of you, but God is talking well of you. You are still a man of integrity. Are you aware that before the people, Mary had no integrity? Before the people. But before God, she had integrity. How can a virgin say she is pregnant? How do you explain that? Eh? How can a virgin, somebody has said, no man has ever slept with me, came with a burst tummy. If it was you as a man, will you agree? Even in our present day now, your wife, you just got married, she comes and says she's pregnant, and you've not, eh? Eh? Glory to God. You can't explain that. So before man, she had no integrity. But before God, she was highly favored. Glory to Jesus. So reputation is quite different from integrity. Other forms of wisdom can give you reputation. But what gives you integrity is divine wisdom. Go for divine wisdom. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. And for you to enter into your promised land, which we'll be looking at on the way to our promised land. On the way to our promised land. For you to enter this promised land, you need wisdom. Say with me, I'm on my way to my promised land. Say it louder again, I'm on my way to my promised land. God visited the children of Israel in Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, to bring them out of bondage into the promised land. There are many people that are in bondage here today. There are many people going through one satanic oppression or the other. But God is visiting you today and is bringing you into your promised land. You are not saying a believing amen. In Genesis chapter 50, verse 24, it says, and Joseph said unto his brethren, I die, and God will surely visit you and bring you out of this land unto the land which he swore unto Abraham, Isaac, and to Jacob. Somebody is entering that promised land today. But it requires wisdom for you to get there. In Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7 to 10, Exodus chapter 3, from verse 7 to 10. Glory to God. God speaking to Moses. Say, I've seen the affliction of my people. I have seen their tears by reason of their taskmaster. I've seen the oppression by which they have been oppressed. He said, but I'm sending you to them to bring them out. Glory to Jesus. To bring them into a place that flows with milk and honey. After this service, you are entering your season of endless flow of blessings. You are not saying a believing amen? You will enter the land that flows with milk and honey. A land where you can never be oppressed. A land where the devil will not have right over your life. That is where you are entering after this service in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. But please understand that for you to enter into your promised land, you must understand the times and the seasons that we are in. Bible says the sons of Issachar, they understood times and seasons. Many are not aware that things are changing the body of Christ. Many are not even aware that we are in a revival season. A revival season is when God brings people out of dungeon, brings them out of prison, and put them in their place of glory. That's revival. Glory to Jesus. And that's the era that we are in. But it takes wisdom to understand the kind of seasons that we are in. Many people are still living life carelessly, not knowing that the church is in a very sensitive season. We are in the season of revival. Please get serious with life. Get serious with God. We are in a season of revival. Say with me, we are in a season of revival. Say louder, we are in a season of revival. How do I mean? What is a revival? A revival is a divine visitation ordained for our supernatural change of position. A revival is a divine visitation ordained for our supernatural change of position. Somebody is changing position after this service. In the precious name of Jesus. I say you are changing position. In the name of Jesus. We are in a season of revival. Habakkuk chapter 3 and verse 2. And then also from 17 to verse 18. Habakkuk 3, 2 and verse 17 to 18. We are in a season of revival. A revival is a spiritual awakening that causes the giant in you to come alive. It's a season of awakening that brings out the giant in you. There is something inside of you. It only takes a revival to bring it out. It only takes the spirit and the wisdom of revival to make it begin to shine forth. Glory to God. There is something God has put inside of you. There is a giant inside of you. There is a giant inside of you. Don't mind your stature. Don't mind your height. Glory to God. There is a giant inside of you. And after this communion service is coming alive in the name of Jesus. In Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. If you read from verse 1 through to 5. Ezekiel 37 from verse 1 to 5. There is something God has put in you, and that giant in you is coming alive in the name of Jesus. From verse 1, he said, the hand of the Lord was upon me and carried me out in the spirit of the Lord and set me down in the midst of the valley, which was full of dry bones, and caused me to pass by them round about. And behold, there were very many in the open valley, and lo, they were very dry. And he said unto me, son of man, can these bones live? And I answered, O Lord, thou knowest. And he said unto me, prophesy upon these bones and say unto them, O ye dry bones, hear ye the word of the Lord. Let's read verse 5 together. One, two, go. Thus saith the Lord God unto these bones, behold, I will cause breath to enter into you, and ye shall live. I prophesy into as many that believe it. You will live. That dry business will live. That dry finances will live. That dry academics will live. In the name of Jesus. Anyone sick, receive the breath of the Holy Ghost. I see the breath of God coming upon your businesses, coming upon your marriages, coming upon your health, coming upon your finances, coming upon your career, in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Prophesy into what? The dry bones. Whatever looks dry around you, life is entering it now. In the name of Jesus. Also write Haggai chapter 1 and verse 14. Haggai chapter 1 verse 14. Every time revival comes up, the giant in men begins to rise. Glory to God. The giant in men begins to come alive. And that is what is coming alive in somebody's life today. In the precious name of Jesus. But please understand that there are revivers. Or there is a revival in the body of Christ. Most especially in this commission. And God's servant stands as one of the pioneers behind every revival going on the planet Earth today. He is one of the pushers. One of those that are driving this revival. And so it is wisdom for us as followers to plug into this revival. Glory to Jesus. Plug into it and enjoy the blessings in it. May God give you understanding in the name of Jesus. What is revival? Revival is the arrival of God. Revival is the arrival of God. When God comes down in the form or comes down upon his children, that is revival. When God begins to move in the midst of his people, that is revival. Glory to Jesus. And I see revival, not just only in the body of Christ, but in your individual life. Glory to God. When God begins to manifest himself in the church, that's revival. That's revival. Revival is not necessarily when crowd gather in the church. That's not actually what it means to, that's not actually what revival means. Though it's part of it. It results to that. But the essence of revival, revival is when lives are getting saved. When sinners are leaving their sin and running to God, that's revival. When people's hearts are being touched, that's revival. Glory to God. When armed robbers are dropping their guns and giving their lives to Christ. Two young men came to my office one time in one of the small stations I was pastoring. They came to the office. They said, "Sir, we are tired." I said, "Tired of what?" They said, "We are tired of the kind of life we are living." I said, "Okay, God is able to change you." He says, "Sir, you don't understand. We are tired. We just want to let go this thing." I said, "Which thing?" He said, "What we came with." "What is that?" "Guns." He says, "Sir, we just want to drop it. We are tired of it. We are tired of it." I had to call one of my members who was an inspector. I said, "Please, sir, just come over." I talked with him first. I said, "Please, let's see how we can handle this issue." He said, "No problem, sir." Glory to God. They dropped their guns. Two dropped it. Glory to God. Dropped it. That's revival. That's revival. I was in the office one day and a young man came. My staff came to tell me. He said, "There's somebody that wants to see me." I said, "Okay." So he brought him. When I saw the young man, very huge and dark, my faith ran and came back. I was, "What is wrong with this boy?" And he didn't stand in front of the door. He left. Very dark. If you see this young man, you will know there is something about him. You just know. If you are spiritually sensitive, when you see some people, you can perceive that there is something wrong about this person. As soon as he entered my office, I said, "How can I be afraid in my own office?" I said, "It can't happen." "It can't happen." And then I asked him to sit down. He sat down and he began to tell me. He was a member of Militant. You know Militant? He was a militant in Bayelsa State. A core militant. He removed his shirt. He said, "Sir, we don't smoke this thing again. They inject it into us." He said, "The reason why I ran away from the camp 2 days ago, my boss," I won't mention his name for some reasons, "my boss told me to go to so and so place and kill two people. But I told him, I said, 'No, I just came back from a mission now. I can't travel again. You should send somebody else.' He said, 'No, that I'm the only one that can do this job.' I said, 'I'm tired. That I should send somebody else.' He said, 'So while they were taking us to go and take our dose, our money dose, injecting them,' he said, 'I escaped.' He said, 'Sir, I ran into this church because I know any moment from now, I'm a dead man.' He said, 'I know, I know.' He said, 'Pastor, as I speak now, I know that my village will be on fire. I know.' And that's where his grandmother and his people are living. He said, 'I know that they are burning that place now. I know. I know if I walk out of this gate, I know I can be shot at any time. So I just say, before they kill me, let me come and give my life to Christ.' That's revival. That's revival. Not when somebody leave one church and come to another church. That's not revival. That's revolving. I hear what I'm saying? That's revolving. There's a difference between revolving and revival. When sinners say, 'We are tired of this life,' want to accept Jesus, that's revival. When prostitutes say, 'We are tired,' that's revival. When armed robbers say, 'We are tired,' a brother who was a very known, well-known armed robber, he doesn't hide his own, well-known, it's as if they gave him a certificate to operate. Well-known. He entered church one day when the pastor, our assistant pastor, then went to preach to him. He told the pastor, he said, 'If I come to your church, people will run.' The pastor, because the pastor was new in town, he said, 'Don't worry, nobody will run. They will accept you. They will love you.' He looked at the man and laughed. He said, 'Okay, don't worry, I will come.' He said, 'Okay, don't worry, I will come.' And guess what? He came. As he was coming, he came with his boys. As soon as he entered church, people started shifting. After service, he told them, he said, 'Pastor, I told you they were wrong. They know me. They know me.' But this is the same brother that is going out, reaching out to souls now. That's revival. That's revival. And are you aware that these are the kind of people the church does not want to mingle with? These are the kind of people that the church does not want to talk to. They know that brother is an armed robber. Ah. Everybody stays clear. Ah, that sister is a prostitute.
Now this communion we are taking, God will help us. Glory to Jesus. May God grant us understanding.
If there must be revival in the church, first there must be revival in our hearts. Are you aware that God can forgive you, but members won't forgive you? That's the truth. God may forgive you, but people in church, they won't forgive. They still judge you based on what happened, even though God has forgiven you.
Glory to Jesus.
They still look at you based on what you are. That brother. Pastor, be careful. Be careful. This one. And this is somebody that has truly repented. That's human beings for you. That's human beings. So for a revival to enter the church, it must first of all enter our hearts. We're out of time. Glory to Jesus. Glory to Jesus. What are the proofs of revival? Number one, when one's heart continues to pant after God, when your heart continues to pant after God, that's revival. When people are longing to know God more, when people are crying, Pastor, how can I live a holy life? How can I live a life that will please God? Lord, help me to serve you. That's revival. That's revival. Glory to Jesus. When people's hearts are yearning for God, say, as the deep pants after the water, so my soul longs after thee. May God give us that kind of heart, where we'll begin to pant after God. Our heart will be burning for God. Receive that grace in the name of Jesus. It's a season where the fear of God becomes a lifestyle. The fear of God. You are not doing certain things, not because you don't want anybody to know, but because you don't want to offend God. There are some men, if they travel away from their wife for 1 week, they will misbehave. Glory to God. They will misbehave. A bishop was telling us, he said he traveled for a program one day, and as soon as he was in the room, the hotel room where they lodged him, somebody knocked, so he thought maybe it was one of the waiters. So he went and opened the door, and he saw a lady. And he said, yes, can I help you? He said, I'm the one to keep you company. Keep me what? He said, in the name of God, the Father, God, the Son, God, the Holy Spirit, get out! But there are believers that will say, keep me company. Glory to Jesus. When the fear of God becomes a lifestyle, the fear of God, may God grant you understanding. I say, may God grant you understanding in the name of Jesus. But how do we maximize the blessings in this revival season? Number one, clean up. Tell your neighbor, say, clean up. Clean up. If you want to enjoy the blessings in this season we are in, the season of revival, clean up. Clean up. There are too many Christians living a sinful life. Is it Solomon Gandhi, they call him, the founder of Hinduism? He said, when I studied the Bible, I loved Jesus. But when I looked at the Christians that carried the Bible, I hated the Jesus they preached about. That was why he went to start his own religion. He was a Christian. See, when I studied the Bible, I loved Jesus. But when I saw the Christians that carried the Bible, I hated the Jesus they were talking about. How many of us are truly living a clean life? How many of us? Clean up. Clean up. Enough of all this living a double life in the church. Clean up. Tell your neighbor, clean up. Isaiah chapter 52 and verse 11. Isaiah 52 and verse 11. Glory to Jesus. May God grant somebody grace today. In the precious name of Jesus. He said, depart ye, go ye out from what? From thence. Touch no unclean thing. Go ye out of the midst of her. Be ye clean, that bear the vessels of the Lord. You say you are a Christian. Are you clean? Are you living a life that pleases God? A lady said she had a revelation, and she was before the throne of God. And she discovered that in that revelation, she was hiding her hands. And the Lord told her, he said, can I see your hands? She said, no. He said, why? And then when she finally brought out the hands, she saw blood in her hands before God. After she woke up and she began to cry, Lord, clean me up. Clean me up. There are people that need to go back to God and say, Lord, clean me up. Clean my life up. Clean my life up. No matter how much you love a friend, if he comes with a dirty hand, maybe full of red oil, and wants to shake you, and you are dressed for service, will you give him your hand to shake? Many are coming to God with a dirty hand to take his blessings, with a dirty hand to take miracle jobs. Clean up! Clean up. Clean up. Clean up. We'll pray for miracle job, but this is what you need first. It is not just enough to get a job. It must be sustained. There are Christians that are jobless everywhere today, being sacked from work. Why? Because there are some things they still put their hands. I met a brother who came to my office. We see a lot of things. Came to the office and said, sir, they just sacked me from work and I'll be facing disciplinary panel tomorrow. Pastor, please pray for me. Pray for me. I said, so what should the prayer point be? Glory to God. I said, what actually happened? He said, yes, he says in a garage, he says, is a few attendants in the garage. He says, so there are some companies that comes to their garage to refill their official vehicles. So most times they put, let's say they put 900, they will write like 1,002 or 1,400 or 1,500 in the receipt. So they put 900. So the remaining balance, them and the drivers will share it. I said, so how do I pray the prayer? No, advise me. How do I pray the prayer? I said, because if I pray for you now, is that they should sack you. That's the truth. I said, they will sack you. I told him. I said, they will sack you. If they don't sack you, I will know God is not real. They have to sack you. Otherwise, you can't bring that building down. I said, how many of you are doing it? He said, yeah, it's not everybody. I said, and you are the only victim or the first victim. Glory to God. I said, they have to sack you. Don't worry. The only prayer I will pray for you now, I will pray that they sack you, but you come back after everything. Come back, I'll pray for you and God will give you a job. He said, okay. So he went. And truly, they sacked him. Glory to God. Don't deceive yourself. How can somebody be doing that? A believer. Okay, what kind of prayer will I pray? Lord, may they not sack him. No, that would be unfair. If it's my business, will I do that? Father, as they sack him. Glory to Jesus. So he went and came back. He said, Pastor, it has happened. I said, I know. He said, like what you said. I said, thank God for confirming the word of his servant. Glory to Jesus. I said, now, are you aware that what you did was wrong? He said, yes. Are you aware that God is against it? He said, yes. And now, are you ready to ask God for forgiveness? He said, yes. I said, now, kneel down. He knelt down, gave him time. He prayed and asked God for forgiveness. I said, now, pray for you that God will give you a better job. He said, amen. And I prayed for him. 2 weeks later, I came back and said, he has gotten a job. Better job. Better. Better. Clean up. Tell your neighbor, clean up. Tell another person, clean up. It's a miracle banquet job service. God expects every believer to be working. There should be no jobless believer in the house of God. Are you hearing what I'm saying? There are too many jobless people in church. Too many jobless people. Some people are jobless not because there is no work, because they are too big to do that kind of job. Too big. Say me. I met a brother. I said, go on, let me introduce you to one brother that cuts hair. He said, Pastor, can I be standing throughout the whole day cutting hair? I said, okay, you cut your destiny since you don't want to cut hair. Glory to Jesus. They feel too big. Too big. May God open your eyes in the name of Jesus. Are you aware that God hates joblessness? God hates it. When a man is jobless, God hates it. In Matthew chapter 20, from verse 1 to 7, Jesus asked some people, he said, why are you standing here idle? He hates it. Why are you idle? Doing nothing. Why? And he said, because nobody hired us. He said, who told you? He said, okay, go into my vineyard. Go and start walking. Go and be walking. God expects everybody to be walking. If you are not walking, you should not eat. Are you aware of that? I heard God's servant Bishop Abiu. He said, don't accommodate anybody that is not walking in your house. Push them out. Don't. And they are the ones that will be selecting for what they eat. They have menu, and yet they are jobless. They say, no. I don't like beef. I don't like beef. I always like chicken. Glory to God. May God have mercy. I said, may God have mercy. God is walking. Are you aware of that? Even Jesus is walking. Your father, Bishop David Oyedepo, is walking. Your pastor here is walking. If you are not walking, who is your father? Who is your father? Get something doing. You will find something after today. For everyone believing God for a miracle job, I say you are getting that miracle job today. You are not saying a believing amen. God expects that everyone should walk. He expects that everyone. Why should you walk? Number one, it gives you respect. If you are not walking as a man, you lose your value. Even as a woman, you lose respect. Get walking. Get busy. Now, to walk means to be gainfully employed mentally, physically, and spiritually. Are you what I'm saying? It means to be gainfully employed mentally, physically, and spiritually. So if you are not physically employed, as in going to work and coming back, or going to an office and coming back, get mentally employed. Use your mind. There are things you can do with your mind. Be engaged. Or spiritually, be employed. We've had series of testimonies where people take flyers and they are going from street to street distributing it. And in the process, God visited them and gave them a job. Get employed. Get engaged. You don't sit in the house and say, I don't have anybody. I don't have a job. No. It's either you are physically employed, or you are mentally employed, or you are spiritually employed. Let God employ you. Papa said some time ago, he said, if no employer employ you, let God employ you, and no employer will reject you. Let God employ you. Come to the church, pick some flyers, go and distribute it. Make it your job every morning and give God some time, minimum 3 months, and see if God won't change your story. Glory to God. You don't have right to eat if you are not walking. He said, let him that does not walk not what? Not eat. If you are not walking, don't eat. If they give you food, tell them thank you. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Tell them thank you. Not to even talk of getting married when you are not working. Don't. No sister here should marry any brother that is not working. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Don't. You ask some of them, what do you do? They say, I do clearing and forwarding. Ask them, what are you clearing? Because it may be your bank account that they want to clear. So be sure, what are you clearing? Get something doing. It gives you honor, it gives you respect. Are we together? Get something doing. God expects everyone to be working. Everyone believing God for a miracle job, receive your job right now. Rise up on your feet this morning, lift up your voice and give God thanks. Appreciate him. He's an awesome God. Father, we thank you. Lord, we celebrate you. Be thou exalted and glorious.
No doubt you have been empowered for all-round victory, exploit, and unquestionable dominion over all life challenges. The end has come to all struggles in Jesus' name. Please share your testimonies with us by calling us on 031-301-6266 or 074-575-9240. You can equally send us an email to wmadaban@yahoo.com. Best of all, Come Hear the Man of God live as you worship with us at 139 Berea Road, Berea in Durban. Our services hold on Sundays at 8 a.m. and 10 a.m. for English and Zulu interpreted services, and on Wednesdays at 5:30 p.m. God bless you.